Welcome to Embrace Relief. I am Chelsea Winterhaller, and I am so excited to be your coach today. This is episode 88, How to Build Confidence in Your Kids. We are learning today exactly how to build your kids' confidence. And no matter where your kids are in their life right now, I promise you, it's not as hard as you think. I am going to teach you one word that can help you and your child shift their view on their worth. Use this word intentionally multiple times a day, and over a short period of time, you will see confidence skyrocket. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the month. Last month, we dug deep into our relationships with ourselves. We talked about how to increase belief in yourself, how to see this masterpiece of life that you're creating amidst the flaws and the failures. We talked about how to start finally winning ahead of time, and how that can translate to every area of your life. And we talked about how to literally change everything for yourself through learning to live intentionally. If you missed that, go back a few episodes and start listening. This is key in helping you move on with your life with more belief. I promise if you do the work that we've been talking about the last 3 weeks, your life will start to transform. And transformation is, in my opinion, the key to life. Now, this month, we are going to dig deep into your kids' relationships with themselves and with you. We are going to learn some crucial, crucial truths. We're going to learn how to build confidence and why we would even do that in the first place. We are going to learn how to parent from a place of trust and love instead of a place of fear and how that impacts your child. We are going to learn how to help your kid when they are worried about something that hasn't even happened yet. We're going to help your child stop living in confusion. And last but not least, we're going to learn how to react when your kid is having a hard day or they just don't want to talk to you. If you are listening to all of those topics and thinking, I need those things, I need to learn how to live from a place of trust and love instead of fear. I need to know how to not worry about something that hasn't happened yet. I need to stop living in confusion. You're in the right place, because as we talk about how to help your kids, I promise it will filter into every part of your life. Let's do this. We all know that confidence is the key to success. Yet, we all struggle with it. I struggle with it. You struggle with it. I bet your grandmother struggles with confidence. And I can definitely guarantee you that your child does too. So whether it's being the only kid who is different at an activity or in a school classroom due to a medical diagnosis, or if your child views themselves as overweight, or they think there's someone smarter than them in their class. Newsflash, there probably is. There's always someone one step ahead of us. And aren't we grateful for that? They guide the way and help teach us. Maybe their touchdown dance isn't as sharp as they want it to be, or maybe they are lacking in the friend department, right? I can go on and on and on for reasons that a kid could maybe struggle with confidence. Well, the reasons that they think they are struggling with their confidence, right? Kids and adults think that their dating status and their grades and their friend group and their weight determine their worth. Would you agree with that statement? We all do, to an extent, we think our worth is determined by these things that are happening in our life. But the problem is, you guys, that this just isn't true. Our worth is not up for debate. We were born into this world with 100% worth from God, and it can never be taken from us. No matter what we do, we are goodness. We are innately good. Nothing can change our worth. And if you don't believe that, that is okay. Hang with me here. I'm going to continue to build your confidence around this subject, but it is something that I truly believe deep in my core, that every single human sent here to earth, the people walking down the street and the people that you pass at the gym and at the grocery store, their worth cannot change. It is given to them as a gift from God. But what happens is that we forget this. We think that our weight and our friend group and our grades and our dating status and our health status all determines our worth. We have to learn to separate the facts of our life from the feeling that we believe it's producing. We have to remember that feelings come from thoughts. Often, we recognize that we're feeling sad or we're feeling lonely, right? And we think that that is coming from a circumstance of our weight. Maybe we weigh 315 pounds and we feel sad. We have to recognize that something happens in between the fact that we have a weight and the feeling of sadness. We have a thought. Feelings come from thoughts. So when we think, I am not skinny enough, we feel sad. Okay? When we think, I am not good enough, we feel discouraged. When we think, I don't have the right friend group, we might feel depressed. Our level of confidence is impacted by our thoughts, not by the circumstances in our life. And our level of confidence impacts everything. It impacts how we compare ourselves to others. It impacts our decision-making abilities. Our level of confidence impacts our relationships. Our level of confidence even impacts our capability to achieve what we want. And I know that you know that, because when you are confident, you keep moving forward even through your failures, right? When you start to have thoughts, I am a failure, you begin to feel discouraged. And when you feel those feelings of discouragement, you don't take steps to move yourself towards your goal. So, how do we combat this? Please tell me, how do we gain confidence? We introduce one word into our vocabulary. It is so, so very simple. And when I say the word, you're not going to believe me at first, but I want to suggest this to you. I want you to introduce the word and. I want you to introduce it into your vocabulary and your child's vocabulary in a completely different way than you have ever done before. When it comes to our confidence, it is often because we feel we are lacking in one area or another. I want to tell you something. You are a human who is here to learn and grow, who came to this earth not good at every single thing that you are going to attempt. Can you agree? You are here in order to gain skills that you didn't have yesterday. The simplest way that you can introduce and into your vocabulary and into your child's is by saying this: I am amazing and I have faults. Taking a moment just to recognize the 50-50 of this human experience, to recognize that we can be amazing at some things and not so amazing at other things, that is confidence. As we embrace seeing ourselves as a whole person who has 100% worth, we are able to look at our faults and see our strengths as well. So it might sound like this. I have a son who really, really struggles with math. He struggles with it mainly because he tells himself, I hate math, and it makes him feel very discouraged. So whenever I have the opportunity, I introduce the word and into his vocabulary. So when he says, I hate math, I say, and that doesn't mean I can't learn it. Even taking a moment to introduce a possibility to your child boosts confidence. And I promise you, every single time after, when your child says, I hate math, they will think, and that doesn't mean I can't learn it. Our brains work like that. When something really connects with us, that neuroplasticity kicks in and it holds onto it. It's like gum, sticky gum. When you find something that you love, it sticks. And I know that as you introduce this word, it will begin to stick in your child's life. Maybe with the example of, I am overweight. You can say, I am overweight and I have a plan moving forward. I didn't say I am overweight and I have to be skinny tomorrow. I didn't say I am overweight and this is the worst thing in my whole entire life. We said I am overweight and I have a plan moving forward. What about, I have no friends? I hear this a lot, which is interesting because usually when you dig into a kid's life, if you could be a fly on the wall, they talk to so many people throughout the day. They have different interactions and we just aren't taking those and counting them as friendships, right? But that's beyond the point. When a child says to you, I have no friends, you can say, okay, I hear you saying that you have no friends, and you can be a friend. Putting that idea into their head that they actually have an opportunity to be a friend to someone else who's in the same position as them, that builds confidence. And do you know what that confidence does for them in this scenario? It helps them become their own best friend. It boosts them up a little to know that they have the power to go out and to do something and to smile at someone and to be a friend to someone else. Being our own best friend, that is when that little seed is planted that maybe, just maybe, my worth is innate. Maybe, just maybe, I have the worth that my God gave me when I came to this earth. What about an example that has to do with a mistake that we have made? Often our confidence takes a big hit when we make a mistake that either we just weren't thinking clearly or we didn't want to make that choice, but we made it in the end, right? And all of a sudden we're telling ourselves that we can't be redeemed, that there's no hope for me now. So when my kid says something like, I made a huge mistake, I might reply with, and you're going to make more of those in the future. That one might have surprised you, but it's so good to acknowledge we are not perfect. We are two halves to a whole. We are 50-50. We are people who make mistakes and are going to keep making mistakes. But the beauty here is when we recognize that, we have an opportunity to let our brain know that there is room for growth. After that comment, we might be able to say, I made a huge mistake and now I know what is right and what is wrong. There is so much potential for conversation when we introduce this one word. I want you to do your best to enter this three-letter word not only into your kids' vocabulary, but also into yours. As you do so, I know that you will have an opportunity to see your confidence skyrocket. You will see the belief that your child has in their self skyrocket. You will see them start to be their own best friend. You will see them recognize their worth. And as we recognize our worth, our confidence has no other choice but to increase. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do two things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.